Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Let's pray as we take off this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you for your greatness. Thank you for your might. Thank you for your sovereignty. Thank you, God, for your lordship. We exalt you, we bow before you, and we adore your name. Thank you for bringing us together again. Thank you for the things that you have done, the great things you have prophesied of our lives since July of this year, that we are going to soar on great things. Lord, we are seeing it with our naked eyes, and we give you glory for that. We know this morning you have a word in season for us. I pray that, Lord, you will speak to our hearts, you affect our lives, and that you will not allow us, even if we want to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. Amen. Wow. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 13. You're welcome to the Lighthouse Chapel International, our first service for this beautiful first November. November is one of the best months of the year. Yeah. There are so many of us who were born in November. Wow, Robin, is that you? It's good to see you. Amen. You know, many of us were born in November, so if you're looking for any month to be born inside, please look for November. It's one of the nicest months. And then, you know, when the time comes for you to bring forth a child into this world, please choose November. You can calculate it backwards, okay? 9 months backwards. So you try, and when you get to the first of that month, we're in the what, 11th month. So you start on February. You start January ending. This is only for adults, not for children. Okay? Then you begin to, you know, exercise. By the end of February, and then you are secured. Yeah, so November, at least, don't miss November. Not December. November is the month I'm talking about. Hallelujah. So we're looking at how to avoid disloyalty. Or avoiding disloyalty. We're in a season of loyalty and disloyalty. And we're saying that if you are part of such a church, if you are part of a church that is committed in training and raising leaders, let me tell you, even the country, I'm sure that if Granger and these people were to know what we are doing here, they'll give us a national award. We don't use this money for ourselves. That's what I'm saying. This is a good church to invest in. Because if you give me $500,000, I will be happy. You too, right? Yeah. But then we are investing, we are giving it to people, some people's children, that we don't know whether they will even become what we are praying that they will become. It's fantastic. But that is how the work of God is. Jesus came, he laid his life down. He died for us, for people who don't even care about whether he died or not. The people are even saying, who told you to come and die for me? It's like, who told you to pay the ticket for me to go? I mean, I know I'm not interested. But that is Christianity. It's based on love. Love that you cannot understand. Hallelujah. Amen. No, I said hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, people's children are now at Amsterdam Airport Schiphol. And Geneva was telling me, he said, Rev, I'm hearing your voice when you say that Amsterdam Airport is big. He said, I'm hearing your voice in my head right now. They're moving around, looking at bags and looking at shoes and looking at all kinds of things. And they said, how did we get here? How did we get this far? I mean, physically, how did we find ourselves here? Only because we joined a church. Yeah. So when people say, oh, you came to Guyana for money, right? Or the pastor is here, it's money, money, money. It's stupidness. And when we do this, God blesses us. So when they see our blessing, they will think that it's the church money, but it's not the church money. It's what we are giving away. Bible says, if you lose, you will gain. It's the losing that is causing us to gain. And it's valid for everybody here who is doing your best to ensure that this church runs well. God has not forgotten you. I said, God has not forgotten you. He has forgotten about your neighbor, but he will never forget about you. But he said, God will not forget your labor of love. So if we are together like this, and we have this mission and vision and this course, we must be careful that we don't become rebellious. We don't become unfaithful. We don't begin to misbehave in a manner that is not appropriate. Because it happens. These things happen where people like Judas, you know, was in a group, and then all of a sudden he became funny, and then he used to make comments, and he was jealous about what the people were doing for the Jesus. And then at the end of the day, he sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Now the Bible says that if you repay evil for good, which means that if somebody does something good for you, if the church entertains you, if the church takes you on board, if the church encourages you and takes you and does things for you that nobody else can do for you, the Bible says that you cannot repay evil for that good. I say you cannot repay evil for that good. And no matter who you are, if you have been here for even one day, the church and God has done something for you. And therefore, you should be careful that you don't respond. You don't repay that good with evil. It's very, very important you remember that, because the Bible says, if you do that, if you ever do that, evil itself, evil, darkness, a curse, will never leave your house. Will never leave your house. And I told you of a lady who I know, who a pastor told, and it was confirmed, that there's an evil spirit at her gate. And anytime she leaves the house, the evil spirit is like MMC security or Federal Management Security or RK security. The evil spirit lives with her. And when she comes back home, the evil spirit comes back. And the evil spirit is at the gate. And many, many homes are like that. That's how come sometimes people enter into people's houses and they leave with a sickness. They leave with something. They leave with something. It has happened over and over again. The Bible says that if you and I, being so blessed in this, I've been in Lighthouse for 20 years. Man, I'm celebrating my 20th anniversary this month. Yeah, 20th anniversary. Yeah. I joined Lighthouse in November of 1995. Where were you, Elect? You're not born. So you can't come and try and spoil this church here in Guyana. Because this branch you see is from a very huge tree that has eight roots in Ghana, west coast of Africa. Started by a student in medical school at that time. So we have a very big picture that we are part of. And we have to protect and preserve this heritage that God has given to us. Look at the new government. They have come. They want to protect Guyana. They are recovering all stolen assets. They are trying to raise the image of Guyana. They are trying to make Guyana look good. How much more the church of God? Why are we now Christians going to repay God with evil for the things that he has done for us? When human beings are trying to, this country, we will leave it and go. We will leave this and go. But the church and the works you are doing, the Bible says that when you leave here, it will follow you. There's nothing that President Granger is doing here for Guyana that will follow him when he dies. He can paint the bridges red, gold, green, black. He can clear the debt and mark. They can do Pan-African garden or park somewhere between Church Street and North Road. They can do all that they want to do. They can do the airport. They can make their laws stricter. They can whatever they want to do. Nothing, none of that follows them anywhere. But the Bible says anything you do for God, anything you do for God, those works will follow you to heaven. I said, those works will follow you to heaven. Yeah. So you can't allow yourself to be used by the devil to repay any evil for good done to you here in the church. Because it happens. The enemy, he comes in, and the Bible says that any kingdom that is divided against itself will not stand. So what the devil does is that he comes and he brings division. Because once there's division, then the church can't stand. You look at it, if you are married, and you and your husband, you and your wife, you are divided. Hey, the children will be confused. That's how you see it when you have a child mother and child father. You see that the father is here and the mother is here. Then the children, you see, sometimes it's like, when you go, sometimes the children even play in between the two locations. When the children are, you are looking for the child. So, I was by my father, but they were not by their father. Yeah. In Ghana, there are a few cases where, you know, people who, you know, child fathers and child mothers, when their children were going to school, secondary school time, and they needed money to go, then they collect money from the mother. And then they go to daddy and say, mommy didn't give me any money. Yeah, then they collect a second money. It's like they know what button to press on when. It's too fantastic. So it's a lot of confusion. So we cannot allow division to come into the church. And you should not be an agent of division and disloyalty in the church of Jesus Christ. You should not. You must vow that as long as you are in Lighthouse Chapel International, minus you, any confusion, not me. Anything that will create a confusion, not you. If you smell it, say hello, please. I don't like that. And there are many of us, even in our personal and private lives, we don't want problems. Anybody who comes around us and you see that they are some way, you say, hey, me, I don't like this kind of thing. So it must be the same thing in the church and even more. Otherwise, you will find yourself being used by the enemy to repay evil for good. And I tell you, you realize that evil will not depart from your house. I didn't say it. The Bible has said it clearly. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 13. So then, Pastor, what about if I want to leave? I don't like the church anymore. I want to leave. It's possible. Because you are not forced. Serving God and being in a church is not, by force. You are not in prison. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So because of the Spirit of God, there's liberty also to leave if you don't feel fulfilled in a church. Or if you feel that we are on the wrong side or we're on the wrong road or something is bad. There are a few reasons why you want to leave a church. Especially when the church is, there's no focus. The church is confused. I mean, all kinds of, you can leave. But, I'm saying there's a but. There's a B-U-T there. There's a but. But if you have to leave, there's a way you leave. There's always a way. Even when you are, divorcing, even though you pack your bags and you leave, it's still not the way to finally divorce. You have to go to court. You have to wait for your absolute. If you don't go to court, you can't marry again if you want to marry. There's a way in doing everything. So if you ever want to leave this wonderful, gorgeous, super, fantabulous church, there's a way. And you must do it in a very godly way. Otherwise, you create confusion. Otherwise, you bring problems. And remember, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 13. If you live in a confused way, if you live in a bad way, evil. And you don't have an idea when the Bible says evil. You go for deliverance. You drink oil. You bath with oil. But it's because of the way you left. And that one, no pastor can take it away. Which pastor? Which man of God? Man of what? Man of God. God himself is the one who has released a curse upon your life. How much more a human being coming to take away that thing from you? It doesn't happen. It will not happen. It cannot happen. Are you learning something? Yes. So when you join a church, it's a very serious business. Yeah. Pastor, I want to leave. How do I leave? We looked at two cases in the Bible, isn't it? Jacob and Moses. Jacob left his uncle's house when he had worked 14 years for two women, and then only God knows how many other years before he even got, because he had to work 7 years for Rachel, and he got Leah, and he worked another 7 years for the real one, Rachel. So before he was asked to work for 7 years, how many years had he been working for Laban? We don't know. So let's say even 20 years, or let's say 17 years. So 14 years, maybe plus 3 or 4, something. We can say something. Now, when he was leaving, he did not tell his uncle that he was leaving. His uncle, it was about 3 days later, when he had left his uncle's house, that the uncle realized that the nephew, had left the house with his two daughters and 7, all kinds of things. That's not how you leave. This man took you in. Helped you when your brother Esau was looking for you to kill you. He has taken care of you, giving you 2 of his daughters, not 1, 2. Double blessing. Double for the trouble you want to pay back. Now you leave like that. You don't do that. We looked at an example last week of Moses, who, when God showed himself to him in the form of the burning bush, told him to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let his people go. And that he went to his father-in-law, Jethro, who, when he ran away from Egypt, managed to find refuge with him. And therefore, as he lived with Jethro and took care of his sheep, Jethro gave his daughter to Moses because he realized that he was a very nice guy. So he gave Moses his daughter to marry. So Jethro, now the priest of Midian, became the father-in-law of Moses. So when God spoke to him, he did not come and say, I'm packing my bags and I'm going. For somebody to even ask, so why are you going? So God spoke to him. No, he came, he spoke to Jethro, he asked permission to leave. Yeah. And he left peacefully, so that even along the line, when Jethro heard that God had given the Israelites the permission and the power to leave Egypt, he came to meet Moses. And he spoke with him, and they spoke about everything that God had done, and he gave Moses tips, and he prayed, and he blessed Moses. That's what you want. That by the, let's say if you are leaving this church, when we meet each other on the road, it's not that when you see me that you're looking upset, like somebody's calling you from heaven. No, you can't. Why are you on earth and you are not peaceful? Why are you living in your own country, Jonathan? Why are you must be free. Jesus has set you free. You must be free. There are many people like that. When they leave the church, they leave very wrongly. When they see you on the road, then they are trying to look somewhere. Why? You give yourself high blood pressure. It's not necessary. You're leaving. You come and say, Pastor, you've been such a good pastor to me. The church has been a blessing to me. But I believe God wants me to move on to somewhere else. Hey, I'll try and persuade you not to go. Because who wants to lose people? If you're a good pastor, you don't want to lose anybody. So I'll try and give you 25 reasons why you shouldn't go. And then if you say, oh, Pastor, but I had this dream. God spoke to me that I heard his voice. Then I said, all right. If I can't persuade you to stay, then you have our blessings. May the Lord take you safely. And the next pastor who's going to pastor you, may he be a better pastor than me. And may the Lord bless you in your new country and in your new church. And we bless you and you go. When we see each other on the road, say, where are you going? Let me give you a lift. But if you don't leave well, and I see you on the road, and if there's water, I'll pass through the water so the water will splash on you. For spoiling the church when you left. Hallelujah. No, we can't be fighting with one another. The fact that you don't come to our church doesn't mean that if I see you, I should look somewhere else. I mean, you've been here, we've been singing together, we've been clapping together, we've been preaching. When I was preaching, I even came to stand next to you when I was preaching. And then you see me on the road and, no, that's us. We don't do that. We don't do that. So how do I do it? Pastor, teach me how to do it. And that's what we're looking at, to avoid disloyalty. What do you have? Number one, do you have anything? Sorry? You don't have anything? Hey, I gave you some points last week. You don't? All right. Number one. I'm sure if I say number one, you probably remember you. Sorry? No, give ample notice of your intentions to leave. That's number one. If you're leaving, give ample notice of your intention to leave. If you work anywhere, if you're leaving properly, you give at least 1 month notice. True or correct? Eh? You don't just pick up your bag and say, I'm not coming anymore. Some people do that, but that's not how you do it. Because you have to hand over properly. Somebody has to be hired to replace you. Your whatever money that is left, they need to pay you. There are things to do that you just don't pack your bags and you say, I'm not coming back to this work anymore. Unless you don't have any contract. At least that day, even if you work for 1 hour, you're supposed to be paid for that. So leave and give ample notice of your intentions to leave. Number two, your leaving must never be a surprise. Your leaving the church must never be a surprise. Like, as we are preaching, you are shouting, oh, hallelujah. And then the next Sunday, you say, you know what? Reverend, I, 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 I'm sorry, but I'm not coming back to the church. Hey! Since when? What happened? What did we do? What did I do? What did the church do? It's a big surprise. If you do that, then it means that all along you have been a pretender. Because you don't decide just overnight to do something. The thing boils down in your mind and your heart. So when you are going to leave, it must not be a surprise. I said it must not be a surprise. It must not be a surprise. I mean, if you don't want that woman anymore, I'm sure by the time you decide to leave, it won't be a surprise. You may have said it. You know, this girl, you got to put your act together, you know. Girl, you got to say, man, this girl, you swear what? People who divorce, they say divorce most of the time in the house before they really do it. Yeah, so you know, if this thing, if you don't, I'm going to go. So one day when they do it, it's not like a surprise. The only surprise would be that you thought they didn't mean it. But they've been saying it. So if you're leaving the church, becomes a surprise. And there's something wrong about it. Don't let it be a surprise. If there's a surprise about it, it looks bad. It looks bad. Number three, if you are leaving, leave alone. Don't take anybody with you. Leave alone. I'm teaching you how to avoid disloyalty. How to avoid being a rebel. Rebels leave, they don't leave alone. If you organize a rebellion, you don't go alone. You organize a group of people who say, you know what? What do you think? I don't like that church anymore. You know? Let's go to another church. Who is let's go? You alone go. I said, you alone go. I said, you alone go. Because you don't want to repay evil for good. No, it's you who don't like the church. Or it's you who has a problem with the pastor. You don't like how the pastor preaches. You don't like how he talks. You don't like how he shouts and he's preaching. You don't like this. You don't like that. Okay, you go. Don't take anybody with you. Sarita, oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Do not try and say, and you see, as you are going, you are planning to live with somebody. No, evil will not depart from your house. If you are going, turn to somebody and tell them, if you are leaving, leave alone. Alone means you go by yourself, not just in case you don't understand alone. Alone is you alone. You alone are worthy. It's only you alone who is worthy to go. Don't come and make friends in the church and all of that. And then when your time comes to be a bad church member, then you want to affect others with your poison and with your virus. If you have to leave, you speak about it. You give ample notice. Well, I left a church to be part of Lighthouse. I left the church. Sometimes it happens. People left other churches to be here. Yesterday, Sister Esther, the church she used to go to, the pastor came to buy barbecue. I'm sure that if the pastor, if there was any problem between them, he would say, "Take your may your chicken burn black on the grill." You go and sell ticket to a church that you left. We didn't buy nothing. Barbecue, Barbie P, Barbie R. Take your ticket. Bye bye. It's because then you would have made a person very angry and annoyed and sad that you can't go back and deal with the person. When I left the church I was part of, they set up a Sunday to do a farewell service for me. Yeah. Because one bishop asked me to help him start Lighthouse in Amsterdam, Holland. I didn't like the idea because I used to think that pastors were after people's money. So when he brought that thing to me, I said, so people are going to tell me I also coming for people money? Nah. I didn't like it. I didn't know that there was some great opportunity coming my way. And so finally when I prayed about it and I accepted the whole offer and all of that, then I spoke to the church board I was part of. They said, no! You ain't going nowhere. Because I was the secretary of the church. I used to preach now and then. I was part of the church board. And I was a DJ for the church. And I was a Bible study teacher also. So I was quite a few things. I have a nice spiritual CV, you know. I wonder about yours. All you have is that you've been to school and you are studying. You don't have any spiritual CV. Where have you, what have you done in the church? Apart from sitting down and warming the chair. The chair is going to catch fire just now, you see. This chair too, they catch fire fast. It's not a plastic that, you know, at least it will melt and save your precious behind. I have a nice CV. You see, one of the CVs that is good for you is how long you've been in the ministry or how long you've been at the workplace. You see, if I'm the I'm a manager of a department, or when I used to work for Pharaoh, used to work for the world, and we used to hire people. When you come, one of the things we look on your CV is how long you have worked in your previous job. If you've worked in a place for many years, it tells us how stable you are. So we are bringing somebody on board who is bringing stability. Because you don't want to bring somebody and then 3 months later, the person is going. So sometimes you look at CVs and then people have worked 1 year here, 1 year, 1 year, 2 years, just 1.5. And then you look at it, you wonder, So I'm going to be the next 1 year. This guy, he's a tourist. He's touring companies. So just that alone, he may have the best qualifications, may have everything you need, but because he has not stayed in a job for more than 2 years, no. We don't employ such people. So if you look at my spiritual CV, I've been in like that for 20 years. That should tell you how stable I am when I say I want to be in something. I've been in Guyana for 10 years, preaching Sunday, Tuesday, Sunday. If God gives us a long life, we'll be here for as long as we have to be here. Or to show you that, you know, stability is what you need and you must give. Are you with me? So when you are leaving, please leave alone. Don't try to influence others to live with you. And finally, don't try to win the hearts of people long before you leave. Don't try to win the hearts of people long before you leave. Some people do that. They, you know, it's like, next year we'll meet me in the church. Come next year, January, I won't be in the church. So they know it. They have planned it. And to leave, they try to influence people, like I said earlier. And then when they are leaving, they don't leave alone. They leave with somebody. It has happened in this church. Once upon a time, a young lady left our church. I mean, if you leave our church, it's because you are a bad person most of the time. Yeah, we know we can offend you without knowing, but very, very knowingly to really do something wrong to you, it's hard. Pastor San, oh? Yeah, it's very, very hard for us to do something bad to our church members.
We're not like that.
We're not like that. If something happened because unconsciously, or we didn't even know that that's how you understood or you interpreted that which happened. And we have had a few leavers. Just like any school, you have school leaving certificate. And we can give you a certificate if you go. One lady was very, was actually rebellious to me openly. We were all going somewhere. And as we were going, she stayed behind. And then she went home. She was part of the leadership. Now, if you're part of a church leadership, you have to be at your best behavior. So when we went wherever we went, when we were coming, then we were trying to find out, so how many are we? Are we all together? They realized that the sister who was following us, we thought she was going with us, didn't come. She had called a taxi and she had gone home. So we met and then we asked her, so what happened? Why is it that all of us were good, decided to go somewhere and you just waited, as we were moving, then she was marking time. So when we were a little far off, then she called a taxi and left. So what comes into somebody's mind who's supposed to be part of a leadership to do something like that? When all the time we didn't know that this is how this person is. So that meeting became a very something meeting for her. And then, did she even come for the meeting? There was no meeting. When she did that, did she come back to the church? She didn't come back. When she left, that was it. Oh, do you remember? I've forgotten. She didn't even come for the meeting. Okay, she didn't. Ah. So just what she pulled off, that's what happened. She left. And then we're saying, how? What on earth will somebody, we are all going somewhere. All that you have to say is that, Pastor, I can't go, or I mean, maybe my leg or something. You know, but as a leader, we demand a lot from you. So even if you are not in, you have to voice it out so that even if you go, he was even saying that, at least we have some background. It was out of the blue. She was close to somebody in the church. When she left, that person also went to the hair. Yeah. But the Sunday that she didn't turn up, the other person was here. And just as I'm preaching like this, and I brought up the case, I didn't mention anybody's name. But then the friend knew what had happened. So as I was preaching like this, she was recording my message on her phone. No, she wasn't recording. She actually dialed the lady's number. and told her to listen to what I'm saying. So whilst we are in the church, as I'm preaching like this, the girl was in her bedroom sleeping and hearing my voice in her house. That was the last Sunday for that lady also. Together, they have been church prostitutes. I said, together, they have been church adulteress and adulteresses. They've been going to church. One day, they went to a church where one of our church members were there for a visit. When they saw her, they looked somewhere like that. I mean, how can you go to church and you are uncomfortable in a church? And today, you don't even know where they are. They are not even together anymore like they used to be. They are not going to the same church because there is no other church that is at a certain sweetness. At a certain sweetness. At a certain sweetness. Every church is unique. Every woman is unique. True of us, ladies, true of us. Oh, don't you believe that? Don't you think you're special in your own way? So if you marry a man, don't you expect that a man should be, you know, find you enough, more than enough, and that you are almighty ever, ever, ever? What do you think? What? They are quiet. The ladies are quiet. Okay, maybe I should finish. Stand to your feet. My time is up. Hallelujah. So don't repay evil a good word with evil, isn't it? You don't do that. If you do that, evil shall not depart from your house. Yeah, no, every woman wants to be treated. Yeah, with oh, cry, yeah, nicely. I mean, there's no woman. That's why some women can get high fever when they get a hint that, you know, somebody else is around their husband or their husband is going after somebody. Hey, they get high fevers. Hey, they'll bark. They'll do all kinds of things. Hey, they don't sleep. They run through phones. They go into your pocket. They smell your brief. All kinds of things they do. Hey, they follow you. The market time. You say you are coming home at 10. They're 10 o'clock on the dot. They are looking at the watch. If you miss it by 5 minutes, you see. It's all because women are, we are animals, right? We are animals. Human beings, we are all animals. Just a high level animal. And animals are territorial. Any animal, dogs, and this, there are some birds. I was in Trinidad, we were playing golf on a particular golf course. I think hole number 5 or so. When you are on the fairway, there are some birds that I hear they lay eggs in that season on around a tree. They will not allow you to pass the tree. Hey, I mean it's very some way. They fly and they come on you like that. So you have to, you know, use your club and do that before you can pass. It's very interesting. The golf is a nice golf course, but for that those kind of birds, because they have their eggs in the area. That's what they tell us. They have eggs there, so they don't want anybody to come around. Women are like that also. Yeah. That's why a lady said in this church, "Me left me man for nobody." We are also, as a church, we are also territorial. We don't allow anybody to also snatch any church member away from us. What do you think? Yeah, no, at all. Not one church member. We are not losing even one church member. Yeah. So if you find yourself on another side, then you yourself found your way there. Because we will not want you to leave this wonderful family. Amen. Let's pray. To be pleasing you, pleasing you, and that is all I really want to do. And to be pleasing you, pleasing you, and that is all I really want to do. Father, thank you for teaching us and for speaking to us. We pray that we don't even ever leave. But if, Lord, it comes, if it is your will to leave, and if by any reason we have to leave, you are teaching us how to do it and do it in a godly way. Because we do not want evil to be in our house. We do not want evil to be our security guard in our house. We do not want to be people who are being followed by evil all the days of our lives. Therefore, we thank you for teaching us. Our eyes are open, and we will do what you require of us to do things the right way. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us this morning. In Jesus' name.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.